Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi
e Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of This Week in Skating. It's Gina here. It's my turn to record this week. As you know, we are taking turns. Well, things are a little quiet, and Matteo and Daphne did the last two episodes, so it's now my turn. If you're listening to this episode on July 1st, well, happy July, which means happy official start of the 2025-2026 season. We can now officially say it is the Olympic season. Also, I want to wish a happy Canada Day to our friends in Canada, and happy Independence Day on Friday to all of our listeners in the U.S., and July 4th is also a special day at This Week in Skating because it's our very own Matteo's birthday. So I want to wish him a happy birthday. He's currently on holiday celebrating, so happy birthday, Matteo. And July is also another co-host's birthday, and it's not me. So we will be celebrating another birthday at This Week in Skating in a couple weeks, so stay tuned. So it's a little of a quiet week, but we'll kick things off with the general skating news. Wakaba Higuchi announced at the Dreams on Ice show in Japan that she will be retiring at the end of the 2025-2026 season. She performed her new short program to My Way at the show, saying, "This program expresses my skating life." So with Wakaba and Kaori, two Japanese women that are going to be calling this season their final season. So we're definitely going to miss both of them come the end of this season. So definitely we got to enjoy their skating while we can. On July 3rd, the International Skating Union will convene its members for the first ever ISU Extraordinary Congress. It will be hosted at the Swiss Tech Convention Center in Switzerland. Members will vote on a comprehensive reform of the ISU Constitution, the first major overhaul since the organization's founding in 1892. In alignment with the ISU Vision 2030 strategic roadmap, the forthcoming Extraordinary Congress will address key governance changes aimed at modernizing the organization and elevating ice skating sports. The Congress will take place at 10 a.m. Central Europe Standard Time, which is 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Skate Ukraine reported that the arena in Dnipro, Ukraine, was damaged during a June 24th attack. It is the home training rink of Sofia Holachenko and Artem Darninsky. The Japanese Federation has announced its preliminary assignments for the 2025-2026 Junior Grand Prix Series. Junior World Champion Mao Shimada will compete at the fourth event in Bangkok and the final event in Abu Dhabi. Junior World Champion Ryo Nakata will compete at the first event in Riga, and then he will compete in Bangkok. They did not name anyone yet for the fifth event in Baku and the sixth event in Gdansk. So again, these are pretty preliminary assignments for the Japanese Federation. You can see the rest of the assignments that they posted in our show notes. Well, we have some new teams to mention. Laura Luft and Ilias Floretti have teamed up in ice dance and will represent Hungary. Lucy Hancock and Aiden Dotzer announced they are a new Canadian ice dance team. They will train at the Kitchener-Waterloo Skating Club. Hannah Herrera, a former Team USA single skater, and Ivan Kopta are a new pairs team representing Ukraine. They will be coached by Philippe Zalewski and will compete on the Junior Grand Prix this season. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show with Wakaba Higuchi, the Dreams on Ice show took place this past weekend in Japan. Skaters debuted either their short programs or their free skates at the show. Music information about those programs have been posted on our website in our music program music section, so make sure you check them out if you didn't see all the buzz on social media regarding these programs. Now, Jacob Sanchez will be performing in the Lake Placid Summer Ice Show on July 12th at 7 p.m. We're still waiting for some more information about tickets on that. As soon as we have more information, I will put a link in the show notes. Former Team USA ice dancer and podcast guest Alex Benoit will be starring as Tony in West Side Story. The show is produced by Broadway at Music Circus in Sacramento, and you can catch him in Sacramento, California, July 11th to the 17th. In memory and honor of those in our skating community that have recently passed away, especially those who were killed on Flight 5342, Michelle Capron is creating Volume 3 of the Figure Skating Favorites Cookbook Series. All members of the skating community are invited to participate by contributing recipes for this cookbook, as well as include brief memories, reflections about skating, or those we have lost. All submissions are due by the end of August. Anyone associated with the skating community can submit a recipe, so fans can definitely submit a recipe. All proceeds from the cookbook will go to the U.S. Figure Skating Family Support Fund, and Michelle hopes to have the books out by the end of the year in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and we will remind you about this as well. How to submit a recipe, the information will be in our show notes, but yeah, we will keep you updated about this cookbook, and if you are a cook, definitely consider submitting a recipe. So moving on to event results, the 2025 National Theater on Ice competition took place this past week in Allen, Texas. Interesting to note, U.S. junior champion Sophie Jolene Von Felten competed with the National Theater on Ice team, Act 1, which is the junior level team out of the Skating Club of Boston. So we're going to give you some of the results. You can definitely check out our show notes for more results. But in the novice category, Encore of Boston, which is from the Skating Club of Boston, took home the gold. Harmony Theater Company of Michigan from the Ice House Skating Academy took the silver. Los Angeles Ice Theater of the Los Angeles Figure Skating Club took the bronze. And Symmetry Ice Theater, which is an individual member, took the pewter. In the junior event, Act 1 of Boston, which is from the Skating Club of Boston, took home the gold. Los Angeles Ice Theater of the Los Angeles Figure Skating Club took the silver. Ocean State Ice Theater of the Pawtucket and Providence Figure Skating Club took the bronze. And Houston Ice Theater skaters of the Memorial Figure Skating Club of Houston took the pewter medal. In the senior event, it was another gold for Boston. Forte of Boston out of the Skating Club of Boston took home the gold medal. Harmony Theater Company of Michigan, which is from the Ice House Skating Academy, took the silver. Capitol Theater on Ice senior team of the Washington Figure Skating Club took the bronze. And the pewter medal went to Creative Ice Theater of the Great Lakes Figure Skating Club. And again, for more results, you can check out our show notes. For upcoming events for the week, June 29th to July 4th is the 2025 ISU International Adult Competition, and that is taking place in Oberstdorf, Germany. Well, moving on to online updates, U.S. Figure Skating posted on all of its social media platforms a video with Rocker Skating, Jackie Wong, and he is breaking down his top 10 moments of last season. So if you want to see if your favorite moments made his top 10 list, go and check that out. And the article we're going to highlight this week is actually a two-part. Amber Glenn was on the Today Show, and she opened up about her mental health struggles with Today Show host Carson Daly. And it was a six-minute video interview on the Today Show. But then if you go to the Today Show podcast, Amber has an extended interview with Carson Daly, and that one was very interesting. We had Amber on the podcast here, but hearing her talk more about her mental health struggles was good to hear her talk about that. We didn't go into it as much because we had a limited amount of time with Amber, and we wanted to touch on everything, but this one definitely focuses a lot about her mental health and how she is open about it and trying to help others with mental health. As you know, we like to end each show with shining a light on what is going on at This Week in Skating, IceDance.com, and Figure Skaters Online. At This Week in Skating, our 2025-2026 program music announcement tracker is online. I am updating that as soon as I'm seeing information about programs. I am posting that on our tracker, whether it be just the information about the song, even if it's just skaters announcing who their choreographer is, I'm putting that information there as well while we await a music announcement. So you're going to see a full listing of music and who the artist is, as well as choreographer, at our tracker. So definitely check that out. If you're not sure who's announced music yet, that's the place to go to see who's announced music and who we're still waiting to hear about program announcements for. It's going to be a busy July because I'm going to tell you a lot of programs are going to be announced this month. I'm pretty sure about that. And don't forget, you can check out our merchandise available on our swag page. Also, you can join our Patreon for access to ad-free episodes. And if you're listening to us on YouTube, make sure you subscribe as well. We'd love to have more YouTube subscribers. Over at IDC, Daphne's doing what I have been doing a bit. She is updating the calendar and she's making updates to the profiles over at IDC. And at FSO, I am doing the same. I'm almost done with the calendar. Let me tell you, that's a task to post all of the events that go on for the 2025-2026 season. It's like 3 pages of just international events. And then when you throw in the NQS events and you throw in the national championships, it's a lot of work. So both her and I have been taking that task of updating our calendar for next season, or as I should say, not really next season, this season. And you will also find an interview with Ty Babylonia and Randy Gardner. This is the second in Scott's Legend series that he's doing this off season. So hear what Ty and Randy have been up to. And with that, we've reached the end of the episode. Thanks for bearing with me. I believe next week it is going to be Mateo, because I know Daphne is doing some traveling. And so stay tuned and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.